This is Adavin Srantz, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Coyotes are the number one predator of livestock in Kansas and in most of the western United States. In general, individual coyotes will range over areas of about 10 to 25 square miles, and those ranges usually overlap to varying degrees. Kansas coyotes are accustomed to human odor. They are active primarily at night, but may venture close to houses even in broad daylight if terrain or cover are adequate for concealment. In Kansas, coyotes normally go under or through fences whenever possible. However, they are capable of jumping or climbing over fences and will do so under some circumstances. Not all coyotes kill livestock. Those coyotes which are killing livestock are usually referred to as offending animals. It is desirable when using lethal control methods to direct those methods at offending animals. Of course, there's no way to look at any individual coyote through a rifle scope or in a trap and be able to tell whether or not it is an offending animal. However, in a damage situation, control methods can be concentrated in and around the damage area and along coyote travel routes to and from the area. When this is done, there's reasonable assurance that the offending coyote will be among the first few coyotes captured. Predation on livestock appears to bear some relationship to coyotes' seasonal energy needs. Coyotes breed in February and have one litter of 5 to 7 pups in late April or May. During and immediately following this spring whelping season, coyote energy demands increase rapidly as the parents provide food for the young. At this time, some coyotes turn to livestock as a readily available source of food. In late summer and early fall, another increase in coyote predation is usually noted. At this time of year, the food demands of the large and fast-growing pups may tend to be more than the ability of the adults to provide them with natural foods. Again, domestic livestock may offer an easily obtainable source of abundant food. This late summer increase in predation may also be related to learning or development of livestock killing behavior by the coyote pups. Winter losses of livestock to coyotes are generally lower than at other times of year, despite the high energy needs of individual coyotes. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Srantz with your K-State Research and Extension Report.